The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yeah, and we are here once again for our 3 to 4 p.m. talk about all things real estate and finance related.
That's right, another Tuesday. Lots to talk about today, too.
Yeah, but don't forget, we're not going to be on Tuesdays much longer.
Coming up next month, we are moving.
Yeah, we're actually playing right now, too. They're going to take this show. And on Saturdays, they're playing us now on AM 1590, The Answer. They're playing us from 2 to 3 p.m. So we're going to be moving on up.
Up the dial a little bit, a little stronger station, a little stronger signal.
Kind of to the east side, because it will actually reach the east side.
That's right.
So I'm kind of excited about that. So, right now they're simulcasting us, or they were doing that when I was at the boat show, and they're going to be playing us again on Saturday, 2 to 3. As well as doing our replay on Saturday from 7 to 8 p.m. But also, you know what else, talking about Eastside?
What's that?
In March, we're starting our new ad campaign in the 425 magazine.
Very cool.
Yeah, the Eastside magazine. I don't know if anyone else out there who listens to the show is a avid reader, but there's 425 and then 425 Business. Mm-hmm. And we made a conscious choice, because we do a lot of business on the Eastside, because everyone knows us for being in Seattle. But if you actually go and look at our TeamReba.com webpage, where we show like where we do business, I've always said we do business from South Snohomish to North Pierce and Olive King in between. Mm-hmm. And so when people hear I have a Seattle address with my brokerage, they're like, oh, you don't do Eastside. I'm like, no. I got proof positive.
Oh, you're all over the place.
I've been all over the place. Like, yeah. You can go and look, and that's why we keep an active map
of
where all of our sales are.
Last couple months, you've been, as far south as, Puyallup, and as far north as Camino Island.
Bonnie Lake. We just closed a listing in Bonnie Lake. I've got someone else looking in North Tacoma, Puyallup, Sumner right now, and we've got actually several people down there recently, and then Camino Island. We do some things by very special appointment.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's I have a different geographic descriptor. I say I cover the entire Apple Maggot quarantine area.
And that just sounds too disgusting for me. Yeah. And if you're not originally from here, people are like, what is
they're
that?
They're like, what's he talking about? You remember those signs? You'd be
yes, when I first
I-5?
Moved here, I was disgusted.
It's like, you are entering the Apple Maggot quarantine area. And I'm like, all right, I'll keep those Apple Maggots away from the other Apple Maggots. Yeah.
Mm. That makes me want to eat. And while I'm looking at the most recent 425 magazine with a big donut in front, thinking of apple maggots really gets me excited.
Well,
thank you for that.
I don't know if those signs are still up now or not.
I don't think they are anymore. Sure, but you know what? If somebody knows, shoot us a tweet. Yeah, seriously, at Team Reba, send me a tweet, Team Reba on Twitter. If somebody knows, let me know.
I might have to change my marketing. Yeah, if that's no longer a sign up on the road. So,
I don't recall having seen it, but it's, I've been here a long time.
Yeah. By the way, just a reminder, this is a live call-in show. If you have questions for us or our guest.
Or about Apple Maggot signs.
There you go. Give us a ring. You can call us toll-free at 866-712-1300.
Yes. So, what else we have going on coming up?
We have a class coming up.
Classes.
First-time homebuyer class. This is the official first-time homebuyer class sponsored by the Washington State Housing Finance Commission. Mm-hmm. And if you take this class, you are eligible for access to certain special first-time homebuyer programs, including zero-down options. And the class is free.
Yes, it is.
But we feed
you. Well, it's free to the people who come. We pay for it.
Well, right. That's right. But we always bring in food. It is a 5-hour class, which is mandated by the state. Mm-hmm. And but man, it's packed with information.
Yeah.
And we hopefully you walk away knowing not only what is this process. It can be daunting. It can be confusing.
Yep.
What's the process? How do I get the best bargaining power when I'm negotiating to buy a home?
Right.
What are the different financing options, zero down options, and some kind of very special programs that
which
nobody
a lot of
knows
people,
about?
Yeah, and a lot of people around here right now probably don't think that they can do a zero down program, but it right. does happen. And I can, we can say it for a fact. I mean, we've been in these classes for years and we worked with numerous people this last year, specifically on those programs. In fact, actually we're writing an offer for another client
tonight.
It's due tomorrow. And they're going to be also hopefully benefiting from some of those grant programs that we talk about.
Well, we figured out a way to combine grants. Mm-hmm. So we can actually combine some things together.
Some sweet money.
Give you $18,000 in down payment assistance at 0%, mm-hmm. Which is really, really fun to do. And it can be a game changer, you know, for first-time buyers, because that is the number one challenge a lot of our first-time buyers have is they just don't have the money for the down payment. They've got good income, mm-hmm. they've got good jobs, they've got good credit.
Yep.
But, you know,
and especially with the way the prices have been skyrocketing here over the last close to 6 years.
That's right.
It's hard to keep your savings up on pace with what's going on with the prices.
Right.
So
absolutely.
It's a great way to find out what else is available
absolutely.
For you out there.
And, you know, we talked last week a little bit. We were talking about rates and stressing the urgency
right
now. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing, you really should do it sooner rather than later, like now. Mm-hmm. And this week has been already, it's only Tuesday, but it's been one for the record books. So
we've
got a lot going on in the financial markets.
Okay.
And how'd you like to be Jerome Powell? You know who Jerome Powell is? Jerome Powell is the new chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Oh, right. Yes.
Guess when his first day on the job was?
Yesterday. Yeah.
So he walks in, rolls into the new job, you know, got his coffee in his
Beta Dawn. Okay, but it's not like he didn't know what the job was.
Oh, no. I know. Absolutely.
But it'd be one thing.
Maybe he's thinking this is going to be a nice, calm day, you know, sort of, you know, kind of get settled in.
Bringing in donuts like he's Dexter.
No, we got the Dow in a full-on meltdown, down almost 1,200 points. You know, it fell 600 points in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
At the end of the day. Crazy, crazy day in the markets. So that directly impacts interest rates. Why did the market fall? Here's the circle. Here's what happened. Mm-hmm. Started with tax reform. Tax plan passed. Optimism for the economy picking up steam just took off. And we've seen the Dow on an absolute tear all through the month of January, going up and up and up. And when the economy picks up steam, that also increases the prospect for inflation. And we're starting to see it. Higher wages, you know, causes inflation, and a very low level of unemployment, which we have some you know, really, really low unemployment levels right now.
Yeah, getting to some record.
So all of that led to speculation that interest rates are going to be rising. Well, that caused the bond market to go into almost a free fall, putting some significant upward pressure on interest rates. So that caused the stock market to have a meltdown Friday and yesterday. And then in turn, people, when the stock market falls, people buy bonds. It's a safe haven to go in. So then they started buying bonds late yesterday and this morning. That caused a rally in the bond markets, putting more downward pressure on interest rates. So we've gotten a full circle in about 24 hours with I don't know how many trillion dollars of net worth lost out of the markets. But that's literally what's going on right now. And
so what's it doing to rates?
Well, we are, as of yesterday, officially at the highest level for mortgage rates since 2014. They're still not bad. I mean,
I was
going to
say 2014 is still a lot lower than it was in 2007.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely they are, and we're not you know, we're still historically low. But to give you an idea, the national averages for a conventional conforming 30-year fixed rate mortgage today is sitting at 4.375%.
Okay.
You know, so we're again at firmly up. We were under 4% in December.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're up about 0.5%. 15-year fixed rates are around 3.74%.
Okay, up a little bit, but still under 4. Mm-hmm.
VA and FHA were at 4.2%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So again, not bad.
But
you know, better than we were yesterday, I'll tell you that much. Jumbo 30-year fixed rates have suffered a bit. We're around 4.46%. Right now.
Okay.
So you may find some exceptions out there. And again, these rates are national averages. Whenever a lender quotes rates, we kind of get a little bit of sweat on our forehead because we have to be so careful. These are not your APRs. Interest rates will vary from customer to customer. They're based on your loan amount, your credit score, down payment, type of loan. type of property. There's a bunch of different variables that go into that. But these are the averages to kind of give you an idea. Definitely trending up. We're pretty close to it. Well, we are at a 52-week high, you know, on rates right now. Today, the market was, bond market was flat, you know, a little bit of, you know, correction, volatile day, as all these days seem to be. But right now, we hopefully will see these rates start to settle down just a little bit. But right. Boy, again, I would not wait. If you're thinking about locking in your rate, don't risk it. It's
well, and if you want to learn more about this and you're a first-time buyer, the two classes we have coming up, we've got February 24th. Mm-hmm. That's coming up from 10 to 3 at the Youngstown Cultural Arts Center.
In West Seattle.
Mm-hmm. And then we're also, for the first time ever, having one on a Thursday evening on March 15th. We're going to be doing that in Seattle at the RE/MAX office on Eastlake. So that's my office, 2312 Eastlake Avenue East. So we're going to have, we're going to give the youngins.
There you go.
A chance to run that sucker.
Night school. Yeah. And then we're going to let our some of our team members kind of help us with that.
Yeah, so Marissa
one.
And Sarah. Pretty excited about that. Yeah. But you know the other thing I also want to point out? So, you know, we have all these team members on my team. And, and so we've gotten some bilingual folks in our team now. So Ella Rich, who's in our team, Pamela, known as Ella, she is a fully fluent Spanish speaker. Mm-hmm. And she just got her certification in the program.
Right.
And so we are going to start teaching this in Spanish.
Excellent.
As
Good.
Well in
Good.
The future. So we don't have anything set up yet, but for anyone who is looking for that option or opportunity, you know, stay tuned. We will let you know when we start having some of those things put in place.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Kind of on a similar vein, we also have upcoming class getting kind of structure right now that will be taught in Vietnamese.
There you go.
So there we go.
All right.
Got our
reaching out to everybody.
Angles covered. We're getting there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do one in Norwegian. You just never know.
Only if you do it with that little song and dance that you did at
there
Christmas
you go.
Time.
That's not going to happen anytime soon. Yeah.
So, okay. A couple other things I just want to mention that are going on before we get to our guest on the rest of the show. For any of you who had forgotten it was out there and you were so stuck in the doldrums of the grayness of the wintertime, the Northwest Flower and Garden Show, or I guess they call it the festival now, is going on starting Wednesday through Sunday. So be looking out for that. And you can go to the BartlettGroupPR.com for more information as well, or you can just look up on Google Northwest Flower and Garden Festival.
Sounds good. Well, when we continue, we're talking continuity, business continuity. Stay tuned on KKOL Business Radio 1300.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.